This is The Pulse, stories about the people and places at the heart of health and science. I'm Maiken Scott. Audrey Butler is a Jehovah's Witness. She lives in Newcastle, Delaware, and she shared this story with us for our series, Patient Files. As a Jehovah's Witness, Audrey believes in an interpretation of the Bible that forbids the consumption of blood in any form, including blood transfusions.
Well, the scriptures do tell us that the blood is the soul. So that's how precious blood is to us. It's your life. It's the person's life.
This belief was never tested for Audrey until a major health problem surfaced. She was suffering from intense arthritis in her right knee. It made her leg stiff, she walked with a limp, and it really slowed her down. Still, Audrey wanted to avoid surgery at all costs. She went through injections, she tried to endure the pain and the slower walk, but then, about 6 months ago, she changed her mind while at a mall.
I was shopping, I don't remember the occasion, but I think I was shopping for a gift, and all of a sudden I had to go to the bathroom. The bathroom couldn't have been no more than 50 feet. It took me so long to get to the bathroom. By the time I walked in the bathroom door, I had completely wet myself. I didn't even buy what I was going to purchase. I just went to my car. I cried so hard, and I think either the next day or the day after, I called my orthopedic doctor and told him, I'm ready to have surgery. It was my strong desire to have surgery by a doctor who would perform a bloodless surgery.
My name is Cassandra Upchurch. I am the manager and nurse navigator for the Center for Transfusion-Free Medicine. I am a Jehovah's Witness. I met with Audrey, and that meant educating her as far as what it meant to actually be a bloodless patient. And we went over with her the enrollment forms for the program.
And that's where she explained each element so that I understood what my option was, and I was able to make a choice. Do I want to accept this, or is this something I don't want to do?
As far as Jehovah's Witnesses are concerned, we can't take whole blood, but especially the components of blood we can't take includes white blood cells, red blood cells, platelets, or plasma. So we can't take those. However, there are fractions of those fractions that Jehovah's Witnesses are able to take should their conscience allow them to. It's up to them. But it is not considered a scriptural violation.
I guess the best way I can explain it is if you look at a cake, and you look at the ingredients, the flour, the egg, the oil. When you take out the egg, you're taking a fraction of that product, but you don't have a cake, you have an egg. So the fraction was extracted from blood, but it was not blood. And I felt that it was not the same. It was not something that I could not use to save my life. God put us with a will in mind. We want to live. I don't want to die. So anything that I can do to preserve my life that will still be pleasing to God, I'm going to explore those options. Well, the day of surgery, actually the day before surgery, you know, I talked over with my family. My family knew very well like what my beliefs is, but just reminded them that if for some reason, things don't go well and the alternatives don't work, then I won't accept blood. And that may cost me my life, but that's a risk that I want to take. And I need to know that you all will accept my decision and respect my beliefs. The day of surgery was... that was a long day. I did not sleep. You know, you don't know just how vulnerable you are until you're like laying there waiting and waiting. And when I woke up, you know, I just remember just everyone telling me, you did good. My conscience allowed me to accept this treatment. And I feel confident in my decision that I made the right decision for me.
The That's Audrey Butler talking about her recent knee surgery. We also heard from Cassandra Upchurch. She manages the Center for Transfusion-Free Medicine at Pennsylvania Hospital in Philadelphia. Alex Stern produced this piece.